I probably have more respect for him. He said that he's too busy right now, but he'll probably join later.
We're not supposed to hurt that, but you were supposed to not to close it.
Alright, everybody, welcome to RP Grinders episode 750. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm okay.
You doing alright, Break?
Also, I want to put out a PSA for those who might be interested, but Shin Kamen Rider is on Amazon Prime right now, so you can watch that. But
yeah.
When you're looking for it, you have to look up Shin Mask Rider, because they decided to translate Kamen for some reason.
Yeah, they did that really weird, so you have to search for it specifically, the way that Eric said. Scotum was in chat. He said, what's up, fishes, testes? Yeah, exactly. What's up, Scotum? Nice to have you in here. All right, gentlemen. It's been a week, hasn't it? Hot. Definitely hot here. I don't know how it is in you guys' neck of the woods, but we're surviving. Barely, but we're surviving. I don't know how hot it is over in California. Scotoma probably baking over there, too. It's baking everywhere, so it is what it is. We got a little relief with some rain yesterday, but I think we're going to be back to 100-degree temperatures starting tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's been crazy, the upper 90s, 100s. And then, you know, here in Denver, it's weird because you're a little bit closer to the sun. It actually feels hotter. You know, it's napping weather over where Scotoma says. I take it it's hot. Yeah. All right. So let's get into it. Let's do the news, guys.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
From RPG site, we've got isometric action RPG called Firesiders, which is out now on PC. And from what I could tell, it's like a Diablo-like, basically.
Yeah,
but like a sci-fi-ish.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I tried to play the video, but you know, I have this RAM issue, I guess that you know. It's just prevented.
It's technically in beta because they're not done with the final story chapter. And I guess they'll release later in an update.
Oh. I mean, it looks good. You know, typical stuff. Bay Area has a nice breeze.
That's kind of what happened to Kuro no Kiseki 2 and Kuro no Kiseki. No, I think the first one's fine, but the second game. It technically wasn't finished when they released it, and they had to release the final chapter as DLC, which is... You know, why don't you just wait, guys?
Yeah. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, that means it's Break's turn.
Coming to us live from RPG site, a story that, you and Eric have predicted pretty much every week for the last couple months. Microsoft replaces Xbox Live with Xbox Game Pass Core on September 14th.
Yeah.
So we knew this was coming.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little... Actually, we can talk a little bit about this now, maybe in free fall.
It's not just that Xbox Live is going away, but Games of Gold as a thing is going away, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Games of Gold was their monthly game, which that's how we get the free games, like two free games every month. Yeah. So I wonder what they're going to do now.
Well, what they're doing...
In lieu of Games of Gold, Xbox Game Pass Core will instead grant subscribers access to a catalog of games from a larger Game Pass library to download and play at will, with new titles added several times a year. So it's basically you get Game Pass access. Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
You're getting Game Pass Lite.
Game Pass access.
Game Pass Lite, because they're listed right here, the initial offering. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, is this worth paying $60 a year for? Or $10 a month if you do it monthly? I'm looking at the games, and there's some good games in there, like Fallout 4 and, you know, Dishonored 2. Halo, I don't know if Halo 5 is the best of the bunch, but that's in there. Gears 5's okay, but I don't know if that's worth $60.
I'd say
bucks
Halo, a Master Chief Collection is, because it's got fucking five games on it now.
So yeah, but I don't think they offer that. Master Chief.
It's not on this list. No, you have to, it's It's in the full Game Pass, though. You'd have to get the
whole thing. Yeah, see, I mean...
Just $16 a month, I think.
Yeah, 16, or I think it's 120 a year, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, and sometimes you can get specials. I'd say wait to get the special $100 a year pass, because that would be much more fruitful. I'm looking at this list, like, I don't think this is a great list for $60 a year. Just save your pennies and get the bigger pass. You know, I mean, this light pass is not, that's not enough for me to get the pass at all.
For somebody like me who played it Fallout as much as I did, like, I could get my money's worth out of $10 a month with that. But
But if you're going to pay $10 a month, get the ultimate pass, or the big pass, you know, the one that allows you all the first party stuff, man. Like,
I'm doing that now. I'm just saying, if I was trying to save money, and because there are games on here which you can play a shit ton, like Fallout.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Fallout, you could definitely get your money's worth, I think, because
Elder Scrolls Online.
How much is Fallout for now? $20? You can get it for 20.
So probably.
So 20, 40, 60. If you can play four of these games pretty consistently, I think you would get your money's worth. But I'm looking at it.
I see what you're saying. So if you're just playing one game, you're really not getting your money.
Right. Just go ahead and buy the game. I mean, if you're really interested in, let's say, Fallout 4 or Gears 5 or even Halo 5, just buy those games. If you know those are the only games you're really going to play, then I would suggest just buying the game. And you can get all those games super cheap. I think I saw Fallout 4 one time for like $5, you know, on a sale.
Yeah, so, Black Friday.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to give you a little more value for this pass, is what I'm saying. So their initial offering is not great. Skodema says GTA 5 online is addictive. They don't even offer GTA 5 on this thing, man. It's
they added it back onto the regular, though. So
yeah, the regular one. That's what I'm saying. There's way more value in like the big pass, the ultimate pass, than there is this core pass thing.
Well, Microsoft's been notorious as, you know, launching things that aren't completely ready yet, and this is probably just not completely ready yet.
Yeah,
you're saying
you're
going to add more games to this list.
Yeah, I think this is a wait-and-see thing.
It'll earn its value eventually.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. It's definitely not in the works right now as being a viable thing for anybody. Like I said, I mean, if you're really interested for Fallout 4, wait till a $5 or $10 sale. You know, then it might be worth it for you.
And I mean, Gears 5 is on this list. They should pay you to play that game.
Oh, Gears 5 sucks, man. No doubt.
I like Gears 5.
It's okay. I mean, it's not great. But
are you a politician? That game sucks. It's okay.
No. I mean, it's not. It doesn't knock your socks off. I mean, I played it. I think I beat it. I mean, if I beat it, you know, it's like not that hard of a game to beat.
I was just so bored with it because it was more of the same to me.
Yeah.
Which isn't always a bad thing, but as many Gears of War as there have been, like, they've just kind of chugged them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind because I have years in between each Gears of War.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, too. I mean, that's another good point.
If you're constantly playing, it's going to be.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Dragon S, Command of the Flame, releases on the PS5, 4, and Xbox Series on August 10th. Switch version launches September 7th. So there's the story there. It looks like an isometric type deal. Let me go back and look a little bit of the gameplay here. They don't really... Yeah, it's another isometric Diablo-like clone.
Years of Might and Magic-like exploration.
Yeah, it looks like... I mean, it's colorful. It's not like all dreary like Diablo is. By the way, did anybody get Diablo yet? Diablo 4?
Nah.
Looks good to me, man. But I'm going to wait for a sale.
Or you could wait for it to show up on Game Pass, because that will happen.
I don't have Game Pass. I have PlayStation. I don't have Game Pass at all.
You can get it by then.
Yeah, I'll get a sale. I'll get it on sale, man, for sure. All right. Let's see. Eric, next story, please.
The Caligula effect for PS5 is being dated. Caligula effect 2 for
PS5. You said PS2. I was like, what? They're coming out with a PS2 game? That's awesome.
No. Anyways, October 20th. in Europe and October 17th in North America.
It's got a nice cel-shaded style, just like the first game. It's kind of nice. Did you play Caligula Effect 1, Eric?
Yeah, I did not like it on the Vita.
Huh, okay.
And apparently the sequel's passable, and I have a review code for the PS4 version, but I kind of just want to play the PS5 version now.
Yeah. Freak5 says I have it.
I don't think there'll be a free upgrade path, because Nisa hasn't done that at all, ever. So I'm going to have to just make another quote request.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Freak5's in chat. He says, I have it. What do you have, the Game Pass?
I doubt that there's, like, save transfer stuff going on here.
By the way, welcome on in, Freak5. Appreciate you being here. And he broke a record. He hasn't said anything to get himself exiled, which is amazing. All right. Let's see. Who did that story? Was that you, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Break. Next story, please.
I thought you did the last story. Which story are we on?
Banishers.
Banishers.
Okay. Never mind. I got it up. Coming to us live from RPG site, Banishers, Ghost of New Eden launches November 7th for the PlayStation 5, Xboxes, and the PC.
Okay. I'm looking at a cinematic, no gameplay, which I really hate. I wish they would show a little bit of gameplay, but of course.
I like this. Prepare for impossible choices and dramatic consequences.
Ooh. Yeah. If they actually follow through with that, that's really cool. But I've yet to see a game that really, like, your choices don't really matter. Because I think it's too hard to make a game that way, guys. I honestly don't think that they're necessarily prepared.
I don't think so. I think they just. I think a lot of these companies have just not. I think they've hit their budget, kind of.
Maybe that's the case, too. They run into a budgetary issue or a crunch issue. They just
don't really know how to. They put all these wonderful ideas and stuff in, and they just don't have the budgets to finish them off. Or they don't have the time to finish it off.
Yeah.
With the way these companies force. I mean, with the publishers force companies to get it done.
Yeah.
Get done now. And that really sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it out, not get it done, because it's never done.
Yeah. Oh, Freak5 says he has Diablo 4. That's cool. It looks great. I mean,
that
I just...
really weird.
I just don't want to support Blizzard. Fucking fuck them, man. I mean, you know all the bullshit with them. Skodama says he often gets killed in GTA 5, but you can ghost people who troll. So that's kind of cool, I guess. So there you go.
He gets killed a lot. That's kind of cool.
No, that you can ghost people, ghost trolls, ghost
if
people that
you
troll.
You could have ghost drunk.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Nico's cousin and GTA 5. Only you could ghost that guy.
Roman. I wish you could. I mean, holy shit. Okay. And I guess I get the pleasure of doing the last story here, guys.
Before you move on, you know what's really weird?
What's that?
Seeing Homelander and that lady from The Boys as playable characters in Fortnite, and then Homelander and, I forget what the name of the villain in,
Toilet's not upstairs.
And, Invincible is. Omega Man? Was that it?
I don't think so.
Omni-Man? Yeah, that's
Omni-Man, yeah.
And Peacemaker are showing up in Mortal Kombat 1.
Skumma says, LOL, yeah, Blizzard is ass. They really suck as a company, man. And I don't think it's going to get any better with them, doing their shit with Microsoft.
That's also why I'm kind of waiting to play Diablo 4, because all the kinks will hopefully be fixed by then.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I kind of wait, too. Anytime Blizzard or...
Remember when Diablo 3 came out, and it was broken as shit, and everybody complained about the auction house? Yeah, I'm waiting for that whole mess to end.
Yeah.
Because it's happened again.
It ended up being a great game. I really liked Diablo 3. It was a pretty good damn game. Okay, last story of the day. Tango Project releases Shadow of the Ninja remake announcement. So... become a ninja and defeat the dictator Emperor Garuda. So there you go. They announced a remake. for Shadow of the Ninja.
I hope those are, like, temporary, just because that artwork kind of doesn't feel like it's, like, projective of their usual quality.
Yeah.
It feels like it was a quick mock-up that they designed.
It looks...
So they could do a promo.
It doesn't look too bad. But yeah, you're right. It's not up to their quality. I'm sure it'll be better. It's just an announcement. You know, it's nothing.
Also, I distinctly remember the main character, the male character, not having a mask.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, "Can you gangbang prostitutes in GTA Online?" Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know. That would I don't know. That would be interesting, is what I'm saying. But I love how my computer just chugging along here. I can't even get back to our fucking sheet here. That's awesome. Okay, no Dear Breakman this week, and no homie discounts this week for you guys. So let's go to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Skoma says no, but you can kill the prostitute after and get your money back. Yeah, that was a feature since I think 2, right? You could kill the prostitute and get your money back.
That was 3.
Maybe 3. I don't know.
Yeah, 3 was the first reading.
Oh, yeah. 3. I'm sorry, 3.
Before that, they're top down. And I've played them. They're okay for a few minutes. It's just the perspective makes it really hard for me to play. Because it's completely like top down.
I like them. Those are fun. Those are real fun games.
Imagine steering a car in that environment without analog control.
Yeah.
I think it has more to do with like checkpointing and stuff now that I think about it. Like that's always been a GTA problem.
Yeah. All right, Blake, what you been playing?
Nothing new, really. More of the that game with the vampires and stuff, Redfall, which I haven't really advanced any in it. And same with Rogue Stormers and... that's all I really played this week.
Freak 5 is exiled, and Skodma says drunk driving is crazy. I agree. It is crazy. All right. Same as always, huh? Par for the course. Any more Borderlands 3, Breakman?
No, I didn't play it this week.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. I didn't do anything. I've accomplished nothing this week.
Sometimes that's good, man. You know, you just have one of those weeks. I didn't accomplish much. I'll talk about it in a second. Eric, what have you been playing?
I finished the post game of Trails into Reverie. That was hard. I figured out the strategy to beating the final boss's third phase, though, because it likes to spam this attack that reduces all your HP to 1.
Yeah.
Or just single digits or whatever. And if you don't manage your turn order, they can have multiple turns and kill you all. But the way to avoid that entirely is having a character either in your party or one of your extra tag-along characters that you can use a brave order, which lets you have a protection for 4 turns of, like, completely reflect any attack, and basically they cannot hurt you that way. And the key is to, like, using it before they'll use a strong attack, and getting a lot of brave seeds or brave souls to maintain your BP points, so you can just use those brave orders as much as possible, and using magic for your magic users to, like, stretch out those turns so that, like, if you do a normal attack or a craft, it'll just consume that turn, regardless of what character you play as. So, like, the only way to delay it is to, like, use a magic attack and then have them charge the attack, because it doesn't count against you the first turn you start charging up a magic attack.
Yeah.
So that's one way of going about it.
Not cool, Skodema. Luckily, you're still okay. I figured it was GTA 5's going on for sure. What else, Eric?
Final Fantasy 16 is the only other thing I've been playing.
I'm
about 30 hours into the game at this point.
Yeah.
It's fun, and the story is better than what I've heard people say about it, but also... I heard it gets really incomprehensible towards the end, but that's pretty much every Final Fantasy, so it's a Final Fantasy-ass Final Fantasy game, despite the fact that it's, like, got a weird blend of Game of Thrones political intrigue and the darkness that also goes in that show, and then the Ivalice games.
Yeah. I mean, I've never really played a Final Fantasy game
for the story. And I kind of complain about the fact that you can only use one weapon type in the game, but they kind of compensate for that by letting you use different iconic-based attacks, which are the summons in the game, basically. But the summons are now, like, you turn into the kaiju version of that summon monster instead. Or you borrow their powers. So you can use those instead, but those have a cooldown. And the cooldowns, I kind of wish that you... There are ways to reduce them through accessories, but you only have 3 accessory slots, which I think is still stupid. Give me 5, please.
Yeah.
Especially for all the accessibility options that should have been options and not accessories. So yeah. Something I'm still complaining about, as well as the font size. Like, those things can, like, reduce the cooldown, but, like, I'd rather have more power and deal with the cooldown. But, like, I kind of wish that upgrading it reduced the cooldown further and you could upgrade them more and you got more ability points so you could upgrade your ability trees more often. Instead, I'm picking and choosing which thing I want to upgrade first and then I'm probably going to have to grind later.
Yeah, almost like an RPG, huh?
Or, like, either that or I'm just going to have to wait till New Game Plus while I play on Final Fantasy difficulty and then upgrade them then.
Hmm. So you're having a good time with Final Fantasy 16 is what I'm hearing, Eric.
Yeah.
Alright, I've been playing a little more Breath of the Wild. I'm working on all the memories now. I think I got like 5 memories left. And then it's just a matter of getting the rest of the shrines and going into the final shebang. So maybe a week or two I'll have it done. I don't know about this week, though, because I'm going to be pretty busy. I'll talk about that in a minute. Let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric didn't have any reviews, I don't think. So, Breakman, no reviews this week, or did you?
Well, I guess I can review a show I've been watching, but I'm not completely done with it. I mean,
What do you mean I'm enjoying a Final Fantasy game the 8 times? I enjoy most Final Fantasy games.
I'm just kidding.
I saw that. He's trolling you.
Are you making fun of the people that apparently don't have any enjoyment with anything lately?
Yeah, pretty much, man. That's all. It's all saltiness online, you know. Scotomus says most games are more fun drunk. I'll take your word for it, Scotomus. I don't drink that often. So
they get harder, though, like, depending on what you're doing. Like, for me, like, fighting games get really hard to drink.
Smoking weed, for me, lets me focus more. I can play any game when I'm high.
Like, that doesn't really affect your game, but, like, drinking?
Drinking, yeah, I could see where it'd be a disaster, yeah. So what you been playing, Break?
We already
went through it. Did you have a review? Shit. I'm on reviews.
What's on reviews?
Sorry. Your reviews, Break.
I guess I mean, I'm just looking at the time at 7:30 and we're already up to reviews. Maybe I should do a quick review.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Feel free.
All right, so I've been watching the show Schitt's Creek.
Yes, I've heard of that. Yes.
The plot of the show is a rich family. It starts out, they're in their home, and their home is being... All the repo people are there taking all their stuff, taking everything, because they were victims of a scam, and they lost all their money, and through some weird contrivance, they end up in a town called Schitt's Creek, which is the joke, you know, that the shit, and the mayor of the town is Chris Elliott, playing a guy named Roland Schitt, so it's pretty funny.
Oh, there you go.
But,
Roland Schitt, yeah, I get it.
These ultra-rich, narcissistic people are thrown into this small town, and they eventually kind of, like, they become better people over the years, over the seasons. And, you know, they've become more with the townspeople, but it's still, like, you can see them using their influence and narcissism sometimes to get what they want. But it's still funny, and they are... they have like gotten better as people as the show's gone along. So
yeah, well that's good.
I really enjoyed it, even though I haven't seen all of it yet. I say 7.5 is my score for it.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's starring Eugene Levy.
I like Eugene Levy, man.
What's her name? Damn it, I can't remember her name. From Beetlejuice, the mom in Beetlejuice.
Catherine
O'Hara. Thank you,
Catherine O'Hara. Yes, yes, yes. She's great. She's a great actress.
Yeah, so she's the mom, and Eugene Levy's the dad.
She was part of that whole acting troupe with Eugene Levy and Fred Willard, and that whole troupe. They did a movie called Best in Show, which was phenomenal. It's a great movie, but cool, man. That's cool.
If they nail the finale, I'm going to give it an 8. But if the finale's bad, I'm going to give it a 7.
Oh, is it like one-season thing and it's done type thing?
No,
or?
Six
seasons. Okay, all right. Usually they go to 7, because if you go to 7 seasons and syndication, you make a shit ton of money, you know, but whatever. Okay.
I'm pretty sure, like, the show's over, too. I'm pretty sure, like, it has a definite finale.
Oh, okay. Well, that's weird that they went 6 seasons and not 7. That's fucking weird.
Where did it start out? Like, on Showtime or something like that?
It
started on a streaming network, didn't it?
I think it was CW, if I'm not mistaken, man.
CW?
Yeah. Freak 5 says, sounds like a reverse Beverly Hillbillies. So,
It is kind of reverse Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, the daughter is... let me see. We had Ellie Mae was like the strong chick and stuff like that, and the daughter in this one's like the Valley High type girl, you know, like
Totally Worth It did.
Yeah, kind of like that, but not to that extreme. and the son's like the super. He's really gay. Is the best way I can describe him. I mean, I don't know. He's really flamboyant. Like
Skodema says, remember when you guys when you guys did this. I was just saying, Skodema says, remember when you guys did the show High? Good times. I don't remember.
But like, he's like different from any character I've seen. Like, he's not.
I remember being drunk. That's what I remember.
Like, I don't, like, the best example I can think of to explain it to people is like, he's like gay, but it's not like, you know, that flamboyant style, but he's so different, too. Yeah. It's hard to explain.
Just watch it, is what you're saying. Just watch it.
Yeah. But the show's really funny. I recommend it.
All right. I have really two quick reviews. One is for a movie called Quicksand, which you can see on Shudder. It is what it says it is. It's a movie about this couple that ends up getting stuck in some quicksand. But quicksand is not what it... Like, I mean, you... If you run into quicksand, it's not going to, like, make you, like, you know, you're not going to die from it necessarily. But they were right in the middle of this quicksand. And it's weird to see how they did it. But they were in the middle of this quicksand pit. But it was unlike any other quicksand. It's like it was in Colombia, I believe. And it's the type of quicksand where it makes it hard for you to move. And also, the more you move, the more you sink type thing. So... best thing to do is just kind of limit your movement and try to, you know, grab some stuff from the bank or whatever. But it's an interesting movie. I wouldn't necessarily go rush out and go see it, but if you want kind of a different type of horror movie, then it's a perfectly fine movie. I mean, it's got some decent acting. The direction is excellent in it. They've got some really cool camera shots in this movie. You know, it's kind of a milquetoasty, you know, contrived way that they get to where they get to. You know, it's the old, you know, the guy at the hotel is telling you not to go this way, so what do? They end up going that way because of circumstance. Basically a nefarious guy that takes advantage of tourists, basically steals their shit, and I don't know, it's a little contrived, but it's a decent movie nonetheless, and I give it a 6.5 out of 10. I don't think you should go out of your way to see it, but it's slightly above average. So I would say give that a watch if you get a second. The second movie is called Werewolves Within, and this is an excellent movie, guys. I was really surprised. I had a coupon.
Werewolves Within?
Yeah, yes, exactly what you said. So what I would say, and the way that I came about this movie is I got a $3, I guess, coupon from Vudu. So they told me, he said, grab some money from the bank. You know what I mean, Skotomo, you son of a bitch. He said, grab some money from the bank to escape quicksand. Yeah, the bank meaning the bank of the quicksand bog. But Werewolves Within is an excellent movie. It's very smartly written. It stars an African-American gentleman who I've seen in other movies, and I can't remember his name offhand. But it also stars the chick from... have you seen those AT&T commercials, that really cute AT&T chick, you know, who's, like, got a big top?
Yes, I believe I know who you're referring
yes,
to.
Yes, and she's very cute. She stars in the movie, and she was really good. The whole movie is
she's
super...
She's a face? Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, she's a really good actress. Imagine that.
I've never gotten that high.
Yeah, I know. But she is really cute, Brake. I say give this a watch. This is an easy recommendation for me. It's kind of a whodunit type mystery. And it's really good. Like I said, I highly suggest that you give this one a try. It's got a lot of horror, like, kind of gory type action, but it's also got a lot of good humor in it too. This is a very strong recommend for me. 8.5 out of 10. I, you know, give it a shot. So there you go. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stego of the week.
All right, Breakman, what you got for us?
Okay, let's see here. Where to start? I guess I'm going to start with the extreme heat wave that's been hitting the globe.
Yeah.
You know, still Congress is not addressing the elephant on the planet.
It's because they care about one thing and one thing only, Breakman. Mm-hmm. And this is both Democrats and Republicans. What is it, Breakman?
Money.
Yeah, exactly.
They're dealing with Hunter Biden's laptop, and I don't know what the Democrats are dealing with, whatever, and stuff like that. Meanwhile, we're hitting record heats across the globe. It's not a joke. Like, they can't deny it anymore. Like, we're having there's problems we need to deal with.
Yeah,
and not where people go to the bathroom. We need to be dealing with the fucking plants getting hotter.
Yeah,
it's going to get unlivable for people in law spots.
Well, in Arizona, they're averaging about 115 to 119, 120 right now, man. I don't know how people
That's before humidity, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's before. I mean, there's not much humidity there. Okay. But still, it's still like, I mean, that's almost unlivable, man. 120, bro. I mean, what the fuck are we doing?
Humanity probably sooner live underground than fix the global climate
problem. Yeah, well, probably. Skotoma says Frank couldn't even say breasts. I actually was going to say boobs, Skotoma, but I wanted to be a little more, you know, I try to challenge myself to find different words for things. So yeah, I had to say top. Sounds like she is in Frank's Spank Bank. The chick from AT&T commercial is definitely in my Spank Bank, man. She's really hot. She's really hot, man. I mean, come on. She would be on anybody's Spank Bank.
I don't think,
man.
I see any of the AT&T commercials anymore, so I don't know what you're talking
she's
about.
She's hot, man. Just look them up. She's just really cute, man. I mean, she's...
Google AT&T and big breasts.
Or just look at the cast of Werewolves Within, man. That's all you got to do. So there you go. What else, Break, man?
Okay. Let's see here. RFK Jr., who swears he didn't say what he said, even when it's read back to him or shown in the video.
Yeah.
He's got
a fucking Kool-Aid. That's his real name.
What's that?
real fucking Kool-Aid.
Okay, I'm going to put this chick up on the screen. You tell me what you think of this chick, because I think she's super hot. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but here she is. Her name is Milana Vayntrub, or Vayntrub, Vayntrub. I think she's really cute. I don't know. What do you guys think in chat there?
I'm going to have to wait for it to refresh.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not seeing anything, Frank. What's going on here?
It should be there. It's on. It's on the screen.
Well, you have to remember it's on a delay, too.
It is on a delay. I don't know how.
It'll pop up eventually, I guess.
Yeah, as soon as that. Okay.
Yeah.
She's really cute, man. I don't know what to say. Skotoma says AT&T and Big Udders. How dare you, Skotoma? He says milk jugs. Milk jugs. As Bernie would say, chachangas. But yeah, I mean, she can't help it, man. I mean, it's a very noticeable feature, and she's wearing the outfit to say the same. So there you go. You know, I mean, what else are we supposed to say?
I guess she likes them too.
I guess she likes them too, right? Massive mammaries. Yes, exactly, Skotoma. She definitely has massive mammaries, of which I am a very big fan of. So. But yeah, she looks really cute, man. She's definitely, you know, I don't know. I definitely wouldn't kick her out of my house. Let's just put it that way. All right. Enough about, Milana Vayntrub. What else you got?
Back to the Stinkos here. So RFK Jr., we know he said some anti-Semitic and racist shit. Apparently he thinks that, we can't design a cure for COVID, but our scientists can't design a cure for COVID, but they can design viruses that attack people based on their religion.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Apparently, like, Jews are immune to this disease or something that RFK was talking about, whatever this COVID disease, the vaccine disease or something. But white people and black people are susceptible to it. I think this is what he actually said.
This is public. I don't understand that dude at all. He used to be a very progressive thinking liberal, and
he's complaining about vaccines destroying you through. Despite the fact that he sounds like he's gotten so many diseases that affect your lungs in such a way that his voice sounds like it's about to go.
He does sound weird. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if there's something going on with his vocal cords or if he had a problem as a kid or something. I don't know. But
I'm not going to speculate on that. All I know is when his words were written back to him and stuff, he's like, "Those are damn lies." Like,
well, you're the one that said them, dude.
You're denying your own reality, right. Which means you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yes.
Donald Trump of you, fucker.
I don't understand people, man. It's just what it is. AT&T and a
nice.
<Christ. laughs> I love
Hold
it.
Oh, that's very nice.
All right.
So let's move on to the next one. You know how they've passed all these anti-abortion laws and such like that, and they're making it criminal for women to get abortions.
Yeah.
Now attorney generals from several states, including Ohio, are suing the government so they can have the medical records of women who cross state lines.
Yeah,
the medical records from women in other states.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to happen.
This isn't about saving babies. This is about controlling women.
Yeah, I don't think this particular...
Like, you're officially the property of the state when you become pregnant. You can't even live in the fucking state.
I saw that, Brakeman, and that's going to do one of two things. It's going to fail in the courts, which I think even with the conservative majority, I mean, the HIPAA laws are going to stand. But I also think if this does end up passing, this is going to be the thing that forces women to move out of those states. You know what I mean? And finally put the final nail in that proverbial economic coffin. Because if you get rid of the women in your state, you're getting rid of a significant chunk of your economy. So... Yeah, not a good move. Yeah, Progressive Flow is hot, but not as hot as the AT&T chick, Freak 5. Not nearly as hot. I'll take the AT&T chick any day over Flow. But So what do you think, Breakman? You think what I'm saying is true? This is going to be a kind of a
with the way the courts are. I mean,
but like I'm saying,
we have a judge that just gave Trump more time, even though like it's been however long. Like, hey, yeah, we don't have to do it until next year. Like, oh, right during the elections and stuff. Oh,
yeah, great. I know. It's
let's make it more political.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah, I know. It's I don't know what to say about that, man. Like, there's never going to be a time in our history that we don't have a bias one way or the other in the courts or in Congress or even in the executive branch. I mean, it's either...
Our biases used to be reasonable. Now it's... Now one side, it's like, well, we think it's women, abortion's healthcare. Another side, it's murder and women can't even go out of state.
Yeah, I know, man. I know.
It's one way or the other. Like, that's the world we live in right now, and it's insane.
Yeah.
But personally, you know how I feel. I feel it's healthcare, and we need to stay at the
fucking... Yeah, I agree. And, you know...
It should be between a woman and her doctor.
And that's it, you know?
Yeah. That's how I personally feel. It's her decision, what she does, and the doctor is the one to do it. That's it.
Yeah. Skoma says, yeah, I wouldn't kick her out of bed. I wouldn't either. Skodoma. Freak 5 says, we need a third for a fuck, marry, kill. Flo, AT&T woman, who's the third? Another hot chick. Oh, the Toyota chick. She's pretty hot, too.
Toyota chick?
Yeah, the chick that right now is doing the Toyota commercials. She's really hot, too.
I don't think I know her.
Let's see if I can... Toyota spokeswoman. Hold on. Toyota spokes... How do I do it? Spokeswoman. Here we go. She's real. Laurel Kopak. Yeah, she's pretty hot. Let me find a good picture of her and put her up on the screen. See what you guys think of her. There she. Hold on. Let's here. That's not a good picture. Hold on. I'll find a better. Here we go. This chick, hold on, let me click on that, and then I will transition over. This chick here, she's pretty good. She's pretty, very, very pretty, I would say. It would be a hard choice. I'm not picking Freak 5. I'll take all three, and do all three, I guess. I don't know. All right. Not too bad there. I think she's worthy of it. I don't have another great picture of her, but if I find one, I'll let you guys know. The Limu, Breakman. How dare you? The Limu.
I hate those commercials, by the way.
I know. Yeah. Those commercials are dumb.
I do not recognize her.
Hold on. Let me find a better...
Yeah, I've seen a picture. It's you got one. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, hold
Unless
on.
Unless you're trying to show us more cleavage.
Well, no, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to show.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I'm just trying to show you guys her. Like, she's the spokesperson for Toyota.
That's all we're trying to see here.
There it is. There's another picture. It's not a great one, but, you know, it is what it is.
Mm.
But there you go. I mean, she's definitely not a bad-looking woman, man. So you guys are going to have to... Have to look at those later. Okay, let's continue.
I'm tired. I'm not now. I'm getting bored.
All right, what else, Breakman?
Okay, he's getting bored. Sorry. Yeah, I don't
know. No, I said I wasn't.
He's just tired, he said.
Okay. So, yeah, so fuck these assholes. And speaking of assholes, let's go to Florida and the... They finally implemented the rules. Now they banned, quote-unquote, CRT. And now we know for a fact, CRT, when they say CRT, they just mean black history. They are completely rewriting the history books. Slavery, now slaves learned useful skills from being slaves. There are a lot of other things that they change. They're changing history.
Useful skills like what? Time management? How to take a punch? I mean, what useful skills are they talking about, man? Like
being obedient.
Obediency, obey. Yeah, I guess I have a hat.
Learning how to survive on very little food.
Yeah,
they learn to pick cotton. And the ones in the houses learn to turn bed sheets. Like,
yeah.
against their will.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you understand what slavery means, you fucking fuck.
Yeah. Scotoma says something interesting here. He says the uniparty system is disguised as a two-party system. I agree, Scotoma. And then I hear people all the time, well, you know, you sometimes you have to pick the lesser of two evils. No, I could choose not to participate. That's what I can do. And then Scotoma says the Geico Gecko. Hey, we could throw him into that mix. You know,
there you go. Dog. They haven't had that in a long time.
Okay, maybe we should do a tournament of, like, fast food chain mascots.
Oh, or just mascots in general, like you know, like brand mascots.
We gotta do that because I could break out some ones like Spuds McKenzie and shit.
Oh shit, let's do that. We could have like the frogs. Remember the frogs from like the Bud Light commercial and those stupid ugly things that they're bringing back from Quiznos. Those ugly, like I don't know what they were, like hamsters, I think.
Hamsters that have their faces altered.
At Quiznos subs! And they were talking like that, like all weird.
We only had one Quiznos around here, and I liked their food. And
I did. They're not gone.
There used to be a Quiznos where I live now, and the person who owned it, who I work for, sold it to someone, and now it's a Subway.
Yeah. They're bringing Quiznos back, by the way. They're starting to come back. So, yeah.
I hope I see another one soon.
Yeah, I mean, just go to Firehouse Subs, man. They got great subs.
There's not one near here either. Oh,
that sucks. Firehouse is great, man.
The closest Firehouse is in Menor.
Yeah. I like Jimmy John's, too.
Jimmy John's is good, but I think I like Firehouse a little bit better.
It's good. Jimmy John's a long time.
Yeah, if you go, Breakman, get the hook and ladder.
Oh, my God, the Noid. Holy shit.
Oh, the Noid? Oh, my God, that was the worst.
He got his own fucking video game. Didn't the California Raisins get a video game, too?
Yeah, they did. California Raisin, Mr. Peanut.
Technically, the Noid was the reskin of a Ninja Jaro or Jaro game.
I thought the Taco Bell dog was awesome. They should bring the Taco Bell dog back. The little Chihuahua.
I think they stopped doing that because of racism or something like
that. Yeah, I mean, it is pretty tropey. The Taco Bell dog talking like a Mexican dude, you know. He's like, yo quiero Taco Bell. It was pretty racist.
Now we've got Taco Bell doing volcano ads, and them having Paris Hilton be a spokesperson for the company.
Cereal mascots would be awesome too. All right, Blake, what else you got?
Sports. Me and Frank, we could definitely do sports mascots.
Oh, sports mascots would be easy, man. Those are fun.
I know, but they don't know them, so it would suck. It would just be me and you.
I know.
The old people's tournament.
Stop it. Old people's
tournament. Fucker! Exile him, Frank! Get out of here!
Get off my lawn, Eric. Son of a bitch. And this is from a guy who's turning 40 coming up in October.
Yeah, but
so.
You're 5 years older than me, Brady. And Frank's like 10 years older.
Millennia older than
10 infinity plus infinity.
Yeah, plus infinity. Oh, that's funny. Alright, what else, Blake?
So they are, they're changing Black history, and then and speaking of history, they're in California. There's a school district that just got fined heavily because they are refusing to teach new curriculum, which is queer inclusive curriculum, because they don't want to teach about Harvey Milk. They don't want to talk about like the dirty facts that because of dirty some dirty history.
I think
they don't want to talk about him.
I think this is a repeat of history, Breakman, because it was the same way when after Martin Luther King, you know, did what he did, and you know the fine. I mean. Obviously, after his passing, like they didn't want to teach these things.
Point, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, break.
So they have said you know, you have to have Harvey Milk in your book because they didn't want to talk about Harvey Milk because he apparently had a relationship with a 16-year-old when he was in his 30s, which a lot of guys did with teenagers that I'm finding out in the history books, apparently. I'm really disturbed by what I'm learning in the history books.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some other people in history. If we're not going to talk about Harvey Milk, because even though he's historical as the first openly gay man to be in public office, I mean, it's part of history. There's no changing that. Let's talk about other people from history. Let's talk about Thomas Jefferson, one of the founders of this country. Known as a great man, right?
Oh, you mean slaves. You mean the guy that had children out of wedlock with slaves?
No, he had children by raping his slaves.
Yes, yes.
He had children with his slaves.
Yes.
Who cannot consent because they are property. He raped his slaves. Yes. Thomas Jefferson is a rapist. So, I mean, if you want to talk about dirty history, I agree that we should. I think we should talk about I think we need to not sugarcoat history.
I agree.
We need to talk about all the dirty things that happened, like slavery, how horrible it was, and the horrible things that happened in that. We need to talk about the horrible things that if Harvey Milk raped a kid, we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
But you need to talk about Harvey Milk, too, because he is a historical figure. And we need to talk about Thomas Jefferson being a rapist and a slave owner, and George Washington being a slave owner. And there's just the history of all these people.
And Columbus being a gigantic monster.
Yeah, the historical figures doing horrible, horrible things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So this is just anti-gay, essentially. It's just another excuse to not...
Scotoma says, you guys plan on seeing the Barbie movie? I do with Bernie, for sure, Scotoma. She used to play with Barbies when she was a kid. She loved that whole line of... it's like me watching a He-Man movie. I would definitely watch a He-Man movie. So, yeah.
You know, Mrs. Bregman loves Barbie, but she has not said a word. Do you want to see the Barbie movie?
I think it'd be... it looks fun. I mean...
No, yeah. She said no. She sighed and said no.
Really? Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, she does love Barbie, but...
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I think it would be worth watching.
Stupid with that hair. I hate that haircut. I hate that really blonde hair on Ryan Gosling like that. Yeah, it looks terrible.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, she doesn't think it looks good.
I think the movie looks actually pretty fun. I don't know. Maybe
personally, I'm not that one and Oppenheimer. I don't really give a crap.
Oppenheimer, I'm not super interested in watching, to be honest. But I am interested in watching more pictures of Milana Weintraub, which I got up on the screen there. So definitely looking pretty good in the blue dress.
Yeah.
So
and talking about the horrors of slavery that they want to cover up. These slaves learn things. They don't want to talk about things like there are slave owners that use the skin of slaves to make clothing.
Yeah.
Most slaves were shackled and left in barns out in, well, there's no, like, enclosed area. Essentially, they're just in a barn, an open barn.
Yeah.
All weapons.
Freak 5 says in that, George Washington's fake teeth weren't wooden. They were the teeth of slaves. There's another fact that you won't see in the history books. Scotoma says, you guys talk about the Republicans wanting to change history, but the Democrats took down statues and changed history books. Which history books did they actually change?
Don't say something unless you're going to back it up, because burden proof lies on you now.
And trust me, Scotoma, I'm not easy on the Democrats either.
I want to know what history books are changed. That's an important thing. Like, I'm saying we need to talk about everything.
Yeah.
I agree that both parties have done cramped down on what they don't like, the speech that they don't like. But I don't agree at all that
Are you talking about the Confederate statues being taken down?
What's that?
I think he's talking about the Confederate statues.
Yeah,
Confederate statues. Yeah. Many
times how I feel about Confederate statues.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those.
If you were Nazi Germany. And after the war, we put up statues of fucking Hitler and Heimler and all the
right,
other motherfuckers.
Right, that's exactly right. Those look, the reason that I don't mind the statues...
This is called a false equivalency, Scotoma. You made a logical fallacy.
The statues that were taken down were of Confederates, Scotoma. And the last I checked, the Confederates were traitors to this country.
Yeah.
That's
traitors in the world.
You know.
In our country. In our history.
Yeah, I don't think we should celebrate traitors. I don't like that.
They waved their Stars and Bars flag, which we all know is a lie. That is not the Confederate flag. Confederate flag is white.
Yeah.
It's the flag of surrender.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Because they're losers. Yeah. They lost the war.
They did lose the war.
We honored them with statues.
Yeah, no.
They betrayed us, killed us, and then we honored them. Doesn't make sense.
That's what history
Hey, this is for. This is something interesting. Freak 5 might find this kind of fascinating. Milana Weintraub was cast as Squirrel Girl. So I didn't know if you knew that, Freak 5. Skoda says, yes, it does. It makes things easier to forget, out of sight, out of mind. Well, I'm saying we shouldn't...
History books. We talk about the Civil War.
Yes, let's put them in a museum, the Museum of Shame, Skodama. That's what I think we should do.
Not out in the middle of
Not to be celebrated by everybody. No, those should be... It's like in Germany, like they took down all the statues and the swastikas and all that, but they have museums so we could never forget that shit was bullshit, you know. So
and they teach the history books. That's what I'm saying, is we need to teach accurate history. All this works.
And if the history is inaccurate and the decorative crafts have been doing revisionism, then it's fine. But the statues, that's a non-starter.
Yeah, it's a revisionist way of thinking, you know, so there you go.
History books, we need to teach facts, whether people like them or not,
whether
it makes people uncomfortable or not, which it shouldn't. I mean, if the Civil War makes you uncomfortable because you live in, say, Alabama or something like that, that's a you problem.
Yeah.
Like, you're reading about something that happened 200 years ago, and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe, like, that's, I can't believe, I don't know what I'm saying, but, you know.
I can't believe Robert Lee was such a terrible person.
Yeah, like, how dare they say such bad things about my ancestors just because they own people?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, what other stinkos you got, Break?
No, that's it. There's something I want to talk about, but it's not stinko. It's something I want to talk about later.
All right, let's talk about it.
I don't want to say it yet because I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Let's move on to Eric. What's your stinkos of the week?
Well, Break already covered one of them with the DeSantis stuff going on in Florida.
Yeah.
With the Black History Revisionism. Yeah. And, well, my other two stinkos are rest in peace for Tony Bennett. Died this week.
Yeah, the great singer Tony Bennett, 96 years old.
And the other one is Harmony Gold decided to hold Matt Cross hostage again because they suck. That's all I have to really say. They went to SDCC, San Diego Comic Con, and they basically made a panel talking about all the stuff that you're not going to be able to get Matt Cross related. Because they want to promote Robotech so goddamn much over Macross, which is a horrible bastardization of
Robotech
and a couple other series which are unrelated to Macross.
Robotech is one of the worst fucking anime I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Robotech. I'm not a huge fan of Macross either.
I want to watch and buy Macross 7 and Macross Frontier and Macross Delta and all the other Macross series. But these motherfuckers don't want you to.
Yeah.
They want to shove Robotech down our throats.
Yeah, fuck Robotech. It really sucks. Macross is definitely better, but, you know.
I worked at Circus City when they started bringing those out on DVD.
I bought Robotech DVDs at the time because that's all we could get. And I liked the original Macross series. So I was like, fine, I'll buy them.
Yeah, and then were you as disappointed as I was when you turned it on?
Like, what the fuck is this? What the hell is this shit?
Man? I mean, I like this show, but it's like, the dub is like one of the most pathetic excuses of a localization I've ever seen.
I hated everything about Robot.
And Carl Masek gets a lot of flack for that, but he tried to do his best to make it as close to the original as possible, but those changes... Or some of those changes he couldn't do anything about.
Hey, Blake, what were you saying? You worked at Circuit City when they came out with those DVDs?
Yeah, they came on DVD and there were some discounts on them, and I got them really cheap, and they still weren't worth the money I paid for them.
Yeah. All right.
Because I bought, like, the first two, and, like, I was going to buy the rest of them as they came out.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope.
Yeah. So, all right, anything else, Eric?
I was thinking of buying two. I should have just bought one.
Yeah.
Those are my only stinkos.
All right. Mine is people who pay for the quote-unquote privilege of those loud mufflers that you hear on cars. You have to pay to have somebody to put that in your car. How fucking insane is that?
Harleys, right? They sound like a Harley muffler.
They sound worse than Harleys. They're fucking loud.
God, those are the worst.
Yeah, and it's there's no fucking point other than to annoy the person you're next to. Because every time somebody does that, I'm super fucking annoyed. It doesn't add anything to the fucking experience of you driving your wicked hot rod. It just, unless it's like an old school hot rod that naturally has that sound, it doesn't sound good. So all those fucking Civics, Honda, little Honda Civics that are out there with those loud fucking mufflers, or the little trucks that have those loud mufflers, or anybody that puts an aftermarket loud muffler on your fucking piece of shit car, fuck you. Because there's no point to it whatsoever other than to annoy everybody else in the world. I don't mind the big trucks with those big sounding engines, you know, like the Hemis and all that shit. But fuck the people that pay for out of market shit, you know, like that. Because it doesn't add anything to your vehicle whatsoever. It's not impressive. You're not going to get chicks with that. And if you're a little bit older, you're having a midlife crisis. So there you go. I mean, fuck that. It's so dumb.
Yeah. I wonder if those guys are going to go deaf, like, sooner rather than later, too.
They will have hearing issues, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bad. It's just really, really super bad. It's unnecessary.
Maybe that's why they crank it up so high. It's already been destroyed. So
I don't mind the bass because I can...
musician, they all, like, all older musicians have hearing issues.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's why a lot of them... I mean, there's multiple reasons why they wear those things in concerts. The hearing aid things, you know, like, so that way they can keep beat and also to protect a little bit against that noise. But, man, you're right.
I think this generation will be better when they get older, but, like, the older generation...
I wear earplugs at work because we're required to.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts,
so guys.
Sweet!
Yeah.
Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're sweet of the week.
It's Friday? Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's always a good sweet-o, man, and we're doing the show, you know, so there you go. Anything else? No?
Schitt's Creek's a good show. Watch it.
Okay. Sure. Eric, do you have any sweetos? You didn't have anything listed.
My Adventure with Superman continues to be good. Go watch it.
Okay, I'll make sure and do that. Is that on Max, or where is it at?
Yeah, that's on Max.
I did watch the first couple episodes. I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's voiced by the guy who plays Huey in The Boys. Superman is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So it's just funny. Like, he plays like the meek... Huey, and then he plays Superman.
Yeah, okay.
Don't be Superman.
All right, so my sweeto of the week is, and this is, man, I'm so excited. My new car should be here by the end of the month.
Dude!
So, yep. So I should
show up because you got to tell us about it.
It's the new
20. My car.
Yeah, dude. Sweet! Dude. All right,
Eric, we got to shut up so he can tell us about this new car.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you guys got to shut up and listen because it's fucking awesome. It's a 2023 Toyota Prius Prime, all right? So it gets 114 miles to the gallon if you're charged up, which I always will be. You can go straight 40 miles with no gas whatsoever. So, like, if you're just doing light driving, like, to the store and stuff, you have to don't have to waste any money on gas. One trip to Vegas. So Vegas is roughly 750 miles from Denver.
So you're telling us you either stole it or you won the lotto.
I didn't win the lotto.
Or you won slots or something.
I'm definitely gonna have to finance. I have a down payment though. but so it has a fixed glass roof with two moon roofs, which is pretty awesome. It's got heated steering wheel. It's got lumbar support, on the driver's side, you know, like where people can like once you get your setting in there. So like Bernie and I could have our settings and you push a button and then it goes to whatever setting that you have there, which is awesome. It's got heated front seats. It's got 19 inch wheels, which is awesome. Really nice, rims. It's obviously it's got the new features like the better body, the better interior, and the better engine. They redid everything on the Prius, and instead of getting like 100, I believe the previous one was 105 horsepower engine, which is like a go-kart, And when you're going in the mountains, you really notice it. But this one has 220, which is kind of standard for a normal car. And also they raised the gas mileage on it. So all around, it's just, it's gray in color, which is the one of the colors that I wanted, either black, gray, or blue. What else? It has the 12-inch screen instead of the 7-inch screen, like the multimedia screen, which is really nice. All LED lights, interior and exterior. What else? Yeah, it's just all around a pretty badass car. It's got remote start capability, remote entry, electric, you know, one-touch hatchback action, so I don't have to, you know, lift the hatchback up anymore. I just push a button and it'll do it. What else? You know, it's pretty good, man. Pretty all around pretty good. So I'm done explaining the car. It's gonna be awesome. It's like it's the mid tier one. It's the XSE, not the limited, but it has almost everything that the limited would have, except it's missing rear heated seats. That's it. So I'm really excited. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg, but I don't care. And I need a car. So it is what it is. Trying to re-chat here. Yeah, the bass where you can't really understand the music, then that's, yeah, it sucks. Brakeman for sure.
Those people are gonna go deaf, and why?
Yeah, easily.
Don't hear the music, all yours.
Yeah. I saw a billboard announcing that the TSA is hiring with a guaranteed pay of $57,000 after 2 years and a $5,000 sign on bonus. Shit, that's, holy shit, that's that's better than the average. Yeah, I'm saying, so there you go. Those people won't be able to hear after 5 years. Yeah, man, for real, Skodima. All right, so that's it. So what do you guys think, man? I'm getting the new car finally. You guys can stop hearing me bitch and whine about it, you know? I've been waiting for over a year for this car, by the way.
I don't have a Sweeto, but I do have a Lowell's.
Okay, what is that?
I just posted it in chat earlier, but there's a post on Twitter from CNN. It says, a man dubbed the Easter Bunny by police has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for stealing 200,000 chocolate eggs earlier this year. That is just so weird.
Yeah. Freak says, good health insurance, and the website says the health insurance is also available to retirees and survivors. So if something happened to me, Mrs. Freak will still have good insurance. Well, there you go, Freak 5. I think the TSA is bullshit, but hey, if you get that money, man, if it's more money than what you're making and an easier job, then why not, man? Go for it. Good health insurance is hard to come by.
So. At least there'll be air conditions inside of an airport.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, man. It's a perfect job, man. The government, I mean, my feelings on government and TSA aside, if you can make that money, then go for it.
I wouldn't do that, though, because I'm not comfortable with participating in the fascism.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I mean, you have to...
I mean, it is the lowest level of fascism, but it's still fascism.
I know. I would say go for it. Plenty of chances to grope people, too. See? There you go, Skodima. I mean...
You could get your freak on, Freak.
Yeah, you could get your freak on, man. Any chick that walks through
hopefully
there.
Hopefully Mrs. Freak is okay with it, though.
Yeah, I know.
Well, apparently the other women aren't going to be okay with it, so what does it matter?
Well, they don't have a choice. You either go through it or you don't go through, man. Or you can get a nude picture taken of yourself through the scanners. That's why I never go through the scanners. I have them grab my balls before I go through that scanner. And they do, man. They, like, run their...
Like, I spread wide, like, when I go through those scanners. Like, I put on a show for them.
Oh, God. I don't want it. I don't want that radiation, man, at all. Like, at all,
I'm, like, dancing, shaking my ass for them. Like, yeah, looking deep there, bitch.
I don't want that radiation, man. Fuck that. I never take the scanner option. I'm always... If everybody did what I did, they would get rid of the scanners. And things would go faster eventually. Because, Those scanners are bullshit. They have they save those pictures for perpetuity, man. Like, they could have nudes of you from now until whenever, you know. So fuck that. No, I'm good. I'll be applying for the TSA. I'm tempted to wait until closer to October. I get my new vacation at my current job in October, so they can pay that out when I quit. I'm not interested in groping people who aren't consenting. Well, get ready, Freak 5, because if you work for the TSA, it's going to be part of your job description.
You only have to do that if they are suspicious.
Yeah. Did I do the free-for-all already? The free-for-all discussion soundbite? I don't think I did. Frank just wants them to grab his balls. Hey, if it's anybody that looks like Milana Vayntrub, I'm down, man. Go for it. Here you go. Here you go.
So Frank, for your new car, I just wanted to give you some celebration here.
That sounded almost like a horn.
I like that, man. There you go. I get all the bells and whistles today. All right, man. There you go. You made her sign a release form, Brakeman?
I just thought, Mrs. Brakeman's getting annoyed.
Okay, good. She should be annoyed. All right, let's go to the free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all! Little man! Yeah, it's a free-for-all! Wow! Suck it!
Yeah, suck it. That's so weird that has that at the end of that. It's so weird, but whatever. I love it. All right. So we got to. I mean, we can discuss anything we want. So what did you guys want to talk about this week? Break.
Oh shit! Hold on a second.
He's like, hold on a second.
I knocked stuff over, sorry.
Random cat. He always gets put over for a random cavity search. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled again, you son of a bitch. Don't encourage him, Skotoma. He's, you know, he's out of control. Well, we'll go on to Eric. Oh, are you done, Break? Or are you still, you know?
No, I wanted to talk about, do you know the situation with Jason Aldean?
With who?
Jason Aldean, the country singer.
Oh, what's going? I don't even know what's going on. What's going on?
Okay, well, he apparently made a song which has lyrics in it which are violent lyrics, whatever. And then recently, he had a video come out,
uh-huh.
And it had pictures of Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. And then people are saying that they feel it's a racist video and that his language is racist and stuff like that. And I wanted to discuss it.
Okay, what do you want to say?
If you haven't even seen the video or know what we're talking about, how can we discuss it?
Okay, well, put the link in. Tell me what the controversy is, Breakman.
I just told you what the controversy is.
The violence was, yeah. And the racism?
Yeah.
Okay.
His words in the video were talking about people are taking it as meaning lynching Black Lives Matter people. I'm going to talk about this because I've listened to a lot of songs with violent lyrics, and I don't honestly have a problem with the lyrics. And I don't know if he's racist with the video. Like, he's not the one who made the video.
Yeah.
Just stars in it. I'm trying to find it. But, I mean, I want to know what everybody else thought. Because,
okay, you know what? Like, the racist shit aside, like, I can't speak for that because I don't want to, like, censor everything that we see because then you become the same, mm-hmm. you know, tyrant that everybody thinks you are. But as far as violence goes, man, I don't think you should censor any of that because then we're – I mean, if I think back to, like, even
– But it helped if you saw the video because he does use, like – there's, like right. I said, a lot of cuts of like Black Lives Matter and protests and stuff like that, and with the lyrics of the song, it's made to insinuate basically that, you know, if you're like a Black Lives Matter supporter or if you're anti-cop or something like that, we're gonna hang you.
Well, I do know that media literacy is pretty bad, so I'm guessing maybe that's what the whole hubbub's about. Maybe people are just not understanding what's being done in the music video, what's being said, how it's being said.
I don't want to discredit people for they're saying it's racist. But Skidham has a point in chat. He says people listen to worse crap. Cardi B.
See, I was just about
one of my points. I've listened to so much rap, and there are so many violent lyrics. I mean, listen to one of Tupac's greatest hits, Hit Me Up. Hit Him Up. It's all about raping Biggie's wife and killing him and shit, you know?
You see, like, there's...
lyrics have been a thing forever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but with those...
Well, lyrics, a lot of rap is the verses.
So is it racist? Yeah. Is what I'm wondering.
See, I'd have to for sure see the video, and I don't see the link for the video here at all.
I'm trying to find a video. can we play the video?
We can play it. We're not monetized. I don't mind playing it. I mean, we're doing commentary on it, so you know it's not a huge thing to me.
Talk more often.
I haven't listened.
So I mean, so I'm going on my way talking about him.
I do have if Freak Five is saying is true, it references the actions of BLM and says that try that in a small town, see how far down the road you get. That's hearkening back to like KKK talk, and it's very tacky. I wouldn't necessarily ban it.
Oh, that's just a clip of the video.
Okay,
most like you're saying about from what you've said. It sounds like maybe the music video is and the artist are being irresponsible, not necessarily racist.
Well, let's listen to this. This is a 25-second clip, so let's listen. Okay, I get the gist of this. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to say that it should be censored. And what Skotima is pointing out here, it never says BLM, but when you have images of BLM in there, then, you know, I mean...
Then it becomes propaganda.
Yeah.
The place he's singing in front of was a notorious lynching place.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean...
Historical...
There's a lot of subversion and yeah, I mean... We know what you mean, dude, and it's kind of signaling to, you know, people that it's okay to act this way, and it really isn't okay to act that way. Just don't act that way. Sing about it all you want, but don't act that way, you know?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of how I've done with, like I said, I've listened to so many rap videos, but I've never grabbed a gat and tried to rob someone.
Yeah, I'm not for censoring this. I don't want it censored. Do I think it's problematic? Yes. Do I think some rap is problematic? Absolutely. And I'm with you, Breakman. I've listened to a ton of rap and a ton of R&B, and there's lots of stuff that, like, and even there's like philosophical differences. Like R. Kelly was a great musician, right? It's sort of like when OJ, I mean, we all know, I mean, we all feel that he did it, even though he was found innocent. Yeah. But you're not going to go out and support OJ at a fucking signing or something, because you're using your power to avoid making his life any easier. Just like I wouldn't go out and buy this guy's record. I mean, why would I do that? So, you know, I don't agree with what he's saying. You know, do that shit in this town, and then, you know, I mean, that's I mean, I don't agree with a lot of rioting, although, I mean, Skotima, we talk about this all the time. Like, there is a point. What point is it? Look at what's happening in France, right? They're rioting because they're raising the Social Security age from 62 to 65, right? And here in this country, we're talking about doing it to 72. I mean, pretty much there's going to be no Social Security for anybody. And that's not what we were promised as citizens. You know, so there's a point where you kind of have to use your muscle to say, like, the people in France were pissed, and now they're thinking about backtracking on all that shit. So, you know, I mean, at what point do we not riot in the streets? Or maybe not riot, but protest in mass, you know, millions of people getting together against this two-party system that really fucking sucks. What else do you want to say, Break, on that whole issue?
So, like, I personally don't know how I fall, and that's why I wanted to talk about it here. Because I, like, you know, violent lyrics are a thing. They've been a thing forever. Sexual lyrics, lyrics for children, lyrics for adults, lyrics for older people. Like, it, there's different songs for different people, and they're right. all about different shit. You know?
Right, right. Here's the ultimate test here, guys. Flo, the Toyota chick, or the AT&T chick? That's the question.
Toyota chick.
Well, look, I mean, here they are. They're on the screen. It's, you know, it's a choice between those three, FMK, man. You know? Tough choice. Tough choice for sure. I am not for censoring it either, but it does seem problematic. That's what I'm saying, too. And the best way to handle that is just stop watching the video or stop supporting that artist or, you know, whatever. So I would say, you know, don't censor it, because I'm definitely anti-censorship. You know, I don't want, I mean, because then we go down this slippery slope, then maybe the rap songs that I like are going to be censored, and I wouldn't want that. So I would understand if it actually showed a BLM sign in those people rioting, but I don't. All this controversy is assumptions and hurt feelings. I'm not going off of hurt feelings, Gotama.
I don't want to judge. Like I said, whoever's saying this is racist and stuff like that. Like, I'm not black. I can't speak from that perspective. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, I don't have a problem with the video being out there. Do I think it's problematic? Like Freak 5 says, yes, I do. I don't think you should. I mean, you shouldn't insinuate that you're going to beat the shit out of somebody or you know, find out what happens if you do that in this town type of thing at all. And I don't agree with rioting either. I've talked about this on my other channel before. I'm more of a pacifist. Now, will I fight back if somebody, you know, tries to beat the shit out of me? Of course. I'm not going to let you beat the shit out of me. I'm not going to let you put your hands on me or anything like that. So, you know.
Look at all these rap videos that have came out over the years that are just glorifying women as sex objects.
Yeah, I that's problematic too.
Those are problematic, aren't they?
Yes, I agree. They are problematic.
But should we censor them?
No, absolutely not. You know what, guys? I'm going to have to cut this short because Bernie's going to have to go to work. I don't know what's going on here, but we're going to have to cut it short tonight, guys.
We're basically done anyway. So
yeah, we're pretty much done anyways. You guys have anything else before we do our
plugs? So are we definitely starting the next tournament next week?
Is next week's show in August, or is it still in?
No, it's the last week of July.
Yeah, okay, we still got another week. Yeah, we got one more free for all, and then what are we doing for our tournament break? Are we doing
I've got a few ideas. We got, let me see, best DS game. Somebody, what was we talked about earlier? Best mascot.
Oh,
yeah. A few things to work on.
Well, you surprise us, break in a couple weeks. Okay.
Cool.
Same. How about next week we do the fuck, marry, kill thing?
Okay, we could do that on these. I'll find better picture of these three chicks, and we'll do it.
Can we get our best selection of people?
What? No, these are. We talked about these three, so it's gonna be these.
I'm just saying, okay, whatever.
These chicks are hot, man. What's wrong with you, man? Flo is hot. So is the Toyota chick, and definitely the AT&T chick. So there you go. All right. Let's do our plugs. Break, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders. I'm suspended right now.
Is that why you weren't coming up on my feed, Break?
Yeah, it might be. I found out you can't say that you want to take all the politicians in your state and round them up in every city and give each citizen a tomato while you put the politician stocks.
Really? That's what got you banned?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's so stupid. That's so dumb. I thought it was different now. I thought it was more.
I know. So did I. I haven't gotten in trouble in so long for so much shit. It's like, okay. And then that happened. Because it's because I'm insinuating violence. I'm just insinuating.
You're insinuating kidnapping, which I guess is a no-no.
You'll find out what we think next week on it, Freak 5. I'll find better pictures, man. These chicks are all
a-holes who wouldn't,
Yeah.
Don't have a shred of empathy.
All right. What plugs do you have, Eric?
There's my written reviews on BostonBashery.com, and then there's my audio reviews on the feed. I haven't got anything this week. I just saw him gone around to the thing and saw the review. And then, I don't know when I'll get to it, but it'll happen eventually, sooner rather than later, because, and it's hard to do it in the middle of the week, because I'm so tired after every work day, and the week ends, I usually just get caught up in whatever, but I'm going to try to make an effort this weekend, but, to have a Tears of the Kingdom review. But if you like any of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG, which I need to probably start thinking of going to co-host or something. And because Twitter's going to probably be broken within like 3 months.
All right. Anything else, Eric? Or are you good?
Nope.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter for the time being, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. What else? I want to thank Freak5 and Skodoma for being in chat and always being in there. You guys rock. Everybody else that was lurking, like O1Ella, OAX2, 7B Vlet, or I hope I said that right, Alicidra, Baby Lily, 134, Drapsnat, Kata, Morgan 2K7 and Rogue Girl. Thank you all for lurking. If you're listening on the archives on YouTube or on Twitch, thank you guys so much. I did see a meme about that song. I'll send it to you, Frank. Okay, Freak. I'll be on the lookout for that. You guys have anything else before we jet out of here?
Stay safe.
Okay. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.